Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
We heard on Friday the announcement. Well, everyone else heard. I was pretty sick on Friday, but everyone else heard the announcement. Elise Stefanik running for governor. We want to talk about that and so much more, because since I booked our first guest, lots broken in Washington and Albany. And we bring on Erie County GOP Chairman Michael Crocker. Michael, welcome back.
Hey, good afternoon, Joe, and happy Veterans Day to all the listeners who served. We thank you very much for protecting our freedoms. Thank you all.
Before we get to Elise Stefanik, I just want your thoughts on the shutdown coming to an end. And I mean, what seemed like a deal that could have been made 40 days ago.
It's just absolutely pathetic that Senator Schumer made the American people suffer through the longest shutdown in history. For what? It amounted to a political tool that the Democrats used. And who was caught in the middle? The most vulnerable Americans who rely on critical services like SNAP, our veterans. Here we are on Veterans Day. Veterans weren't getting paid. Federal workers concerned, all because Chuck Schumer and the Democrats wanted to score political points against Donald Trump as we entered an election. And I think that's shameful. I think the American people, now that the government's reopening, we see this was really all just about politics. They should remember this was the Schumer shutdown. And now that the election is over, they're happy to reopen the government. But the Republicans had voted time and time again to keep the government open. It was Chuck Schumer, Tim Kennedy, and the Democrats who shut the government down.
It's amazing. Like I saw that on Sunday, and I was like, "Uh-oh, what did the Republicans give up?" They gave up nothing. I mean, it's really sad. You know, the people who went without a paycheck, people who went without SNAP, and again, like you said, it's Chuck Schumer and the Democrats who had the positives on election night, but they're really going to have to own this shutdown, and not the best long vision in their part.
No, just clear that they're willing to put the American people in harm's way if it allows them to accomplish their political agenda. They wanted to win races in Virginia and New Jersey, and they were willing to punish the most vulnerable Americans in the process. It's shameful, but I think that's what we've come to expect from Chuck Schumer. And here he is cutting a deal that might very well hurt his political future in the process, because no doubt, you know, his rabid left flank is angry that they didn't extract something for this. But for Chuck Schumer, I don't think it was ever about policy. It was about politics. And unfortunately, a lot of Americans suffered in between and were left uncertain ahead of the Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday. But I'm glad President Trump, our Republican House and Senate, including our Congressman Nick Langworthy, did the right thing and fought to get the government back open.
So the big announcement on Friday, Elise Stefanik running for governor. And, you know, as she mentioned yesterday, she doesn't have to run a primary, so she can already hit the ground running against presumably Kathy Hochul come November.
But you want to talk about an overwhelming show of strength at her announcement, massive support amongst the county Republican chairs, conservative party chairs, state Senate and assembly, including both leaders, nine county executives, on top of millions of dollars raised in a very short period of time. It just shows how much energy and enthusiasm there is behind Elise's fight to save New York. We were thrilled to have her in Erie County in late October. The energy from our rank and file committee members and our party leaders was off the charts. People are very excited, not only because they want to see Kathy Hochul out of office, which we desperately need here in New York, but because we have a candidate that we can unify behind who is going to energize Republicans, blanks, and Democrats who believe in common sense to change our state for the better. So if we're sick and tired of being the empire on decline, Elise Stefanik is going to give us an opportunity to restore New York as the Empire State.
I saw George Pataki endorsed her. He's the last Republican governor of New York. Michael, what's it going to take to put in the first Republican governor since George Pataki?
Well, I think it's certainly going to take having a strong showing downstate. You're going to need to have, like Lee Zeldin did, strong support on Long Island, strong support in New York City. And you look at what Elise has accomplished, holding the woke higher education establishment accountable for allowing anti-Semitism to run rampant on our college campuses. So there's going to be a lot of enthusiasm for her in the Jewish community, particularly downstate. But Elise also recognizes that you can't win in New York without winning places like Erie County. And I believe she's going to invest a lot of time and a lot of effort up here in Erie County, in Kathy Hochul's backyard, where Lee Zeldin came 6 points away from beating Kathy. But I believe that if we want to see Elise Stefanik elected as our next governor, we're going to need everybody in Erie County to get on board, get involved, and help us flip Erie County red, and in doing so, turn New York red.
You know, lots to focus on at the state level, but, I mean, this electrification thing goes into effect in less than 2 months. I have to imagine that is going to be a big focus heading into this election.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, all these rate hikes that you're seeing from the utility companies, as much as Kathy Hochul wants to point the finger at the utility companies, one, it's her Public Service Commission that approves these rate hikes, so she has the authority to stop them, and she chooses not to. But the utilities are also being forced to enact these rate hikes because of the green energy mandates that have been forced on us by Kathy Hochul and the Albany Democrats. And it's because Kathy Hochul lives in greater fear of the fringe environmental left than she does of the hardworking men and women of New York. But this is not a Republican and Democrat problem. There's no partisan divide in wanting liking higher utility bills. Everybody's affected by it. And it's those people who are, you know, working class New Yorkers who are going to be hit the hardest by this. And if you are getting your utility bill and saying, I cannot believe how high this is, there's one person in the state to blame, and that's Kathy Hochul. And we can fix that by electing Elise Stefanik, and she will bring a more affordable and more prosperous future for our state. And that will benefit everybody.
You know, you talk about the importance of getting Western New York in and you know, making a dent downstate. I mean, getting Elise Stefanik to be the governor, you would also have to assume that in that election, you flip a few chairs in the houses in Albany as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I think one of the big appeals of Elise's campaign, on top of her just being a tremendous fighter and somebody who's got a great vision for the future of our state, is the energy that she's going to bring to our party down ticket. She is going to excite voters across New York in a unique way. People need to have a reason. Look at the outcome of this last election. Part of the reason why the Republican Party struggled across the state and across the country was because there wasn't somebody at the top of the ticket driving the excitement and driving the enthusiasm. Elise is going to change that in 2026. People are no doubt going to be energized to vote against Kathy Hochul, but they're also going to be very excited to vote for a great young leader in Elise Stefanik, and somebody who's proven that she's got the toughness that you need in the governor's mansion and the qualifications to get the job done on day one.
You know, crime's also a big thing, Michael. We talked about that during the Buffalo election. And I mean, you know that it was something Sean Ryan heard, because in his final interview with me, all of a sudden he's talking like he's tough on crime. I hadn't heard that Sean Ryan until James Gardner was out there. I mean, that is another thing, especially downstate, that at least Stefanik's got a hit and got to connect with people. And I assume that she will.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a major issue for her. She's always enjoyed the strong support of law enforcement in all of her campaigns, and I expect you're going to see that in this governor's race as well. But, you know, there's really two different philosophies. There's those, the philosophy of Kathy Hochul in the extreme left that wants to be on the side of the lawbreakers and those who victimize people in the state. And there are those like Elise Stefanik who want to be the side of law enforcement and side with victims of crimes. And I think that's an important distinction. And it's going to be an important message across the state. I think that issue is particularly salient in the New York City area, where you're seeing just an unbelievable rise in everything from, you know, petty theft to subway violence, people being lit on fire in the New York City subway system. It's madness and mayhem, and Kathy Hochul's allowed it. Certainly under Zohran Mamdani, it's only going to get worse. Unless you get somebody in the governor's mansion who says enough is enough, and I believe that Elise Stefanik will get to work on day one, making New York safe again, and that's one of the big reasons why I think people are going to be so excited to support her campaign.
Yesterday, Bob McCarthy leaked out that you, Mihailu, and Grant are all part of Stefanik's team, and I'll tell you, Michael, I couldn't think of a better group, winning on the mind, and I think it's great. Congratulations.
Well, it's a little bit of getting the whole band back together. This is a team that was involved in handing Kathy Hochul her one loss during her political career back in 2012 in a congressional campaign. And I'm just honored to play whatever role the congresswoman needs to help get the job done. And I'm obviously thrilled to be working alongside great talents in Chris and Stefan. I know our congressman, Nick Langworthy, is going to have a major role to play, and is a obviously no newbie to politics himself. So it's just going to be a great team. It's obviously great for Erie County to have so many West New Yorkers involved in such an important operation. But I just want to be deployed however the congresswoman needs me, because I believe she is our best hope to save New York, and I want to help get the job done however I can.
I agree with you. You know, I listen sometimes in the morning. I'll flip around and I listen to a show that's based, it's a national show, but based out of New York. And by no means are the hosts of the show, you know, conservative. They're not liberal, but they're not conservative. And let me tell you, I mean, they're bashing on Hochul, it seems, every day. So it's not that she's just unpopular with conservatives. I really do believe she's unpopular with independents and moderate Democrats. And I think it's a great opportunity, as you said, to save New York. And I think Elise Stefanik's a great candidate.
I think part of the problem that Kathy Hochul has is that she doesn't really have a value system. And when that's your reality, you have a hard time appeasing anybody because you don't stand firm on any issue. We all remember her progression as a once conservative Democrat in the House of Representatives. It was A-plus rated from the NRA, and as county clerk, opposed driver's licenses for illegal immigrants. You look at her now as governor, she's on a complete 180 on these positions. She doesn't have a core value. Her entire value system is based on what's politically convenient for her in the moment. Then you look at somebody like Elise Stefanik, who is not afraid to speak strongly and forcefully about her values. And she's no shrinking violet. She's willing to take on the toughest of fights. And that's who New Yorkers want in the governor's mansion. Somebody who has a value system, knows what they believe in, is willing to fight for those values, even if they might disagree with some of the positions. I think New Yorkers are going to respect the fact that she's willing to stand strong for her convictions and fight like hell to do what she thinks is in the best interest of her constituents in Congress and as governor of the people of the entire state of New York.
All right, Michael, on Election Day this year, just a week ago today, we did not have a great turnout. What's it going to take? I know it's an even year, but what's it going to take to not only get people to be upset, but to get people to be upset enough to go to the polls? What's the effort going to look like to get people off their couches into the ballot box?
Well, you know, I think we have to keep in mind that as Republicans or conservatives and common sense voters, we can't take anything for granted. I think you had a little bit of complacency amongst our voters, and I won't shirk all responsibility. Part of our job at party headquarters is to turn out the vote, and despite making a sizable investment in GOTV, voters stayed home. Some of that, I think, was a result of the fact that the Republicans currently control the House, the Senate, and the White House, and voters didn't feel that urgent need to get out. I think this election should serve as a wake-up call that if we stay home, Democrats will win. And I believe, obviously, with Elise Stefanik as the leader of our ticket in 2026 and so many great Republicans running up and down the ballot, there will be no reason to stay home. And in this midterm election, let's keep in mind, if the Democrats should get control of the House, whatever the reason is, they will find a reason to impeach Donald Trump and try to derail his America First agenda. So whether it's getting Kathy Hochul out of the governor's mansion and electing Elise Stefanik as our next governor, reelecting Nick Langworthy, firing Tim Kennedy, and protecting the ability to advance a America First agenda in Washington, or protecting local offices here in Erie County, including putting a check on Mark Poloncarz. 2026, if you're a Republican, a conservative, or any voter with any common sense, there is no reason to stay home, but we'll certainly be organizing, reflecting on what we could learn from this past election and do better. But it's also just the stakes are going to be so high in 2026, and there's just no reason for anybody not to get involved.
100%. Michael, always great talking with you, and I know we'll talk many times during this campaign.
Thanks, Joe. Good to be with you, and happy Veterans Day.
That is Erie County GOP chairman and a member of the Stefanik election team, our campaign team, Michael Crocker.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.